Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Sad news yesterday, Curtis, about a fellow, a drumming brethren of yours, Clem Burke, who was the drummer in Blondie, who passed away.
I love Clem.
It's a two for Tuesday, and I have Red Sox tickets to give away, first time on two for Tuesday in about half an hour. So be listening then. Gave you the code word a while ago, and you can use that code word all day long on two for Tuesday, every hour on the 30s. At the bottom of the hour, your chance to win Red Sox tickets all day long. And every two for Tuesday during the Red Sox season, here on the Red Sox station, WEEI. And we'll talk, after we give the tickets away, we will talk to the director of the clubhouse, which is the Netflix Red Sox series on last season, which has dropped this morning on Netflix. Greg Whiteley is his name. He'll be on at 8:30. And a mystery guest for Wiggy coming up at 9, based on somebody that he has talked about. This guest Wiggy has brought up for some reason multiple times over the last couple of months. So mystery guest at 9 on this morning's show. And alarming text during the break. 617 text, you see it, Courtney?
No, my text machine hasn't been working as of late.
I'll read it verbatim. Doctor here. So it's a doctor. I don't know if it's Dr. Diana or whom it is, but the remedy shot is always given in the hip. Not in the bum. So it appears to me that perhaps your doctor selected the wrong area. To put that shot in.
I got a shot in my bum yesterday.
I would go back and check with your doctor on that, based on what this doctor who listens to the show.
I don't think this doctor knows what they're talking about. Okay. My girl told me it always goes in the bum.
It seems like a turtle shot.
What is that?
That's what athletes get before games.
Yeah, I will say it burned a bit. It was right before she put it in. She was like, it's going to sting. And I said, okay, great. But it was too late, so.
Juice you up.
I do feel good, though, again.
Was it an actual doctor who administered
it?
Yes. It was?
Okay. A nurse, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And then they said, get in the hyperbolic chamber butt naked.
Hyperbaric.
No, barrack.
Hyperbolic chamber means you overstate things.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, back to the news.
Shime's going to have to explain this next story for me. We've got nerds in the news.
The Greg Hill Show presents Nerds in the News.
Police are being called to showings of the Minecraft movie because teens are freaking out when Jack Black says chicken jockey. I don't know what this means. I've never played Minecraft. Apparently, the teens scream when he says it and then start throwing their food and drink. Mm. It's getting so bad that some theaters are making announcements before the showings start. Here's a recording of the chaos.
Chicken jockey!
Goodbye! Get out! Get out of here!
Okay, Shime, any information on Chicken Jockey?
I will be completely transparent. Okay. I have no idea what this is.
Okay.
Have I aged out? Is this it? Is this the end for me?
Sounds like you have. Sounds like you are now officially an unk.
Hockey guy in the Twitch chat says, yes, yes, happened to us last night at the movies.
Oh, that's got to suck.
But, I know, really.
But what is that. It? I guess
okay,
I was
so it is, apparently it has gone viral on, you guessed it, TikTok.
Yeah.
I don't know why it has gone viral, though. I think it's just like everybody picked it out, and they're just like, yeah, like, let's hate on this. I don't know. It doesn't give me an actual reason.
So it says chicken jockeys are rare spawn, meaning they appear often. And I guess I don't play what is the game that they play there.
You're not a Minecraft person.
No, I don't play Minecraft, so I have no idea.
You're a Mortal Kombat person, right?
No, I'm a Call of Duty guy.
Oh, Call of Duty.
Yeah, Call it all day long. Yeah. But I'll go see...
you're going to go see the movie?
I'll go see... But I won't go in theaters now that I know they're doing this chicken jockey thing.
Well, you just open your mouth up. You get to catch popcorn in it.
Yeah, no, I don't like... I like my own popcorn. Yeah. I don't want nobody throwing popcorn in my mouth.
You don't want anybody throwing food at you?
No. Yeah,
okay. All right, what's next?
A year after his death, Larry Lucchino's family is selling his home in Chestnut Hill, and the money made off the sale is going to the Larry Lucchino Foundation and then will be dispersed to different charities. So the current listing price for this house, $7.495 million, six-bed, nine-bath.
Looks like I'm watching on Twitch.
That's nice.
Nice little spot over there in Newton.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
You know what? We pointed out when it doesn't happen, so we should point it out when it does happen. This is his nieces and nephews.
Yep.
And what an incredibly charitable thing for them to do, as opposed to taking the money for themselves.
Wow. Absolutely. We can hear from Larry's nephew, David, on BZ.
I think many people in Boston and New England know my Uncle Larry as a hard-charging, baseball executive who was a fierce competitor. But... he also fiercely loved, helping people and giving back.
Wow, that is a nice house.
Yeah,
going
really
through
nice.
The pitches right now.
There was no bigger friend to the Jimmy Fund than Larry Lucchino when he was here. He would come on and argue with John and Jerry and go back and forth, but he always was there to help people in need. So,
not bad.
Oh, not that's bad. Really cool.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Scientists are going to dig up the big mound where they believe Noah's Ark is.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. The mound is in eastern Turkey, and it's in a boat shape. Mitch has photos of it.
Yes.
It does look like a boat.
It looks like Noah's Ark is right there.
Yeah. And it's the exact size that Noah's Ark is described as in the book of Genesis. The researchers are continuing to test samples from the ground before they excavate. But the current testings of the soil have like high pH levels that are in line with rotting wood. Mm. So very interesting.
It seems like I saw that yesterday also they believe that they have discovered the Garden of Evil. And it is a part of that whole reveal on the pyramid thing. We were talking about the city below the pyramid or whatever. What do you make of them being able to discover and perhaps prove all of these Bible things?
Yeah.
Be crazy.
Right.
What?
Well, some of the stories.
Well, isn't the Bible man? Isn't it man written? Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Go on.
And
take it to the next step.
And I would think that, a lot of the things that were written in the Bible, now if we can, see some of the proof, people would feel like, okay.
They would believe in a higher power?
They would, some people that might not be non-believers would potentially believe.
A higher power, which isn't aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's whatever you believe, man.
Or they're simply stories that were embellished to teach a lesson, but of things that may have actually somewhat happened. Like, the whole world may not have been flooded for 40 days and 40 nights, but a certain area of the world may have experienced an absolute deluge and been flooded and needed an ark. And so
and
it was 200 cubits or whatever it is.
Okay. Are we accepting that the man who built it was named Noah? Or
he could be. It could have been. It could have been Mark. It could have been John. Who knows?
We have no idea.
Yeah,
no?
It could have been for effect. The Bible itself is just a book. Like, it's not an actual record of history or anything like that.
Blaspheme.
Yeah.
No, it's not blasphemy. The point of the Bible is to teach lessons.
I would just go past
you
this.
You are a blasphemer.
Yeah.
Confirmed Catholic and one who has read the book many times and studied it in college.
Many times.
Read the full Bible many times?
I've read many parts of the Bible many times. I've read the whole book like once.
All right. It's impressive right there.
I mean,
I went to Catholic high school. We had an entire class on this.
So did I, but I've never read it cover to cover.
You weren't paying attention. I feel like you got the, when it comes to emergency top five things that might prove the Bible was accurate. You got Shroud of Turin. That's a biggie. You got Noah's Ark right there. And
that's
you got Garden of Evil.
Oh, I wouldn't be shocked if there were some accuracy to some of the stories, for sure. Like I said, I think there were some events that could have actually happened.
Okay. What's next, Courtney?
Ground Round has announced the opening date in Shrewsbury.
Oh.
Yep. Very excited for this. A grand opening is scheduled for April 30th, but they did a limited seating, soft open, if you will, over the weekend, and they were completely booked. So people are ready for Ground Round to reopen. Here's co-owner Nachi Shea on BZ.
We're definitely going to bring back the popcorn. That's not a problem. I'm sure we're going to be vacuuming more than we want to. But that's okay. Yep. That's part of the experience.
We had one of the owners on the show.
We did.
When we talked about the Ground Round coming back. So that opens at the end of the month.
Yeah, April 30th.
All right. Road trip?
That'd be fun.
Ground
I've
Round?
Never been
road
to
trip?
One. So.
Show dinner?
Yeah, I mean.
I do owe Shime a dinner, so, you know, I feel like Ground Round, Moo, same kind of probably.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Same thing. But same I'd be love to go to the Ground Round. It would bring back a lot of memories.
Actually, I think you pay what you weigh at the Ground Round, so it might cost me more at the Ground Round.
I believe that was
Moo.
A different restaurant, yeah. Greg.
Okay. Is it like that restaurant? Did you see the restaurant in Thailand?
Well, where you have to squeeze through the bars in order to get a discount if you're skinny. Yeah,
maybe that's
people
what
are complaining
do.
About that. Yeah. They have these bars outside the restaurant, and if you could squeeze through the smallest ones, you get a
discount.
You get a bigger discount, and they're saying it's fat shaming because the fat people can't get through and get the discount. But I mean. Sounds like business.
If only there was the opportunity for those that didn't want to do it to just go to a different restaurant.
That's true, right? All right.
Let's end in Florida.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of.
Come to Miami.
Florida.
Florida.
Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
We have some fast food rage at McDonald's. A 31-year-old Akina Sampson was working her shift when a teenage girl walked behind the counter to get her ranch. Maybe it was taking too long. She didn't want to wait in line, so she just took it upon herself to walk behind the counter to pick up the packets. Akina then grabbed the girl's arm, and then the teen tried to break free. That's when Akina grabbed her by the neck and took her to the ground, choking her. Someone called the cops. Akina was charged with child abuse.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not supposed to go at free random and grab the ranch sauce for your nuggets.
No.
But no.
You're also not supposed to choke somebody out when they do
it. Right. But they're so stingy with the
they
sauce.
They are.
Some places are super stingy. They want to charge you 50 cents.
Well, so what? So you pay the extra. I mean, it's
I know,
closet.
But
do I remember a time that all the sauces were out in front, like where the ketchup is, and you could get the sauce at whatever you wanted.
Right, that's
like
what,
you could take three packets if you want.
Right.
That's how it should be.
But it costs in this economy, it costs a fortune. It's shrinkage. I mean, you can't have unlimited sauce. That's not the concept.
Yeah, but that's why the price of your burger goes up. So because in this economy, meat costs more, so it goes up. So you pay more. So I should at least be able to get my sauces for free.
Also, ranch sauce on a. I'm not a big, huge McNugget person, but I thought sweet and sour was the go-to.
Barbecue.
Sweet and sour barbecue.
I'm a ranch girl.
Really?
Yeah, or honey mustard.
Yeah, see, I choose honey mustard over ranch.
Ranch number
long.
One. And McDonald's ranch is the best.
Barbecue.
Actually, new favorite ranch in Southie at Bardo's at Castle Island Brewing.
Yeah.
They have the best ranch. You have to enjoy dill. It's dill forward.
Yeah.
It is delicious.
Yeah, it's for dipping your pizza.
What the hell is dill forward?
What? Dill is like a type of herb.
Man, you guys, man, with all your shots in the ass and your new...
That is the bushiest dipping sauce I've ever heard.
Your assy-assy bowls
what,
and...
What, the dill what? Ranch?
Dill forward?
Dill forward.
Yeah, when you make, like, homemade ranch, you use a lot of dill.
Okay, I don't eat ranch.
What the hell is
then why are you making fun of it?
Because
she mentioned something that's in dill. She's bougie.
No, no.
What is this?
Why are you ranch? You hate the Bible, but you're defending dill?
I was just trying to give you a disclaimer. Some people don't like dill. Maybe Curtis, so I was just saying, if you don't like dill, you're not going to like this ranch. I like dill.
You're not dill forward enough.
I eat ranch. I never heard of dill. And I eat
you
ranch.
You never heard of a dill pickle?
Let's not go back down the pickle road with Wendy.
I eat ranch.
He doesn't
know
what dill is.
I thought
dill was the guy who sold the pickles.
Will we stop it with this? I exposed Greg and his boys. No one says, ooh, I like this ranch because it got a little bit more dill in it.
I think a lot of people would.
No, they don't.
That's
not
how you
no
describe
normal person.
The ranch.
No, you don't. Stop
it's
it,
one
Sean.
Of the ways to
you
define
are, you
the
try
ranch.
To be like a food elitist. You're not.
No,
come
I'm not.
Back down
I'm not
here
trying to do that at
the
all.
Rest is,
I'm not
the,
Greg.
The rest of us are
I don't think
food
dill,
blue-collar workers.
I don't think dill is elitist.
No, not at all. It's not like saying a croutons or
like a dill
crudité.
Pickle?
Yeah, that's the same thing.
Yeah, you use dill in the brining.
Yeah.
So now you make ranch.
Yeah. But just don't help yourself to the ranch or any other sauce when it's chicken nugget time.
Boy. All day, every day, chicken nugget.
Correct. All day, every day, chicken nuggies.
I get Courtney, but Sean, really?
I know,
come
this
on,
is
bro.
A bizarre
Stop
hill.
It. I'm
Stop
with Courtney
it.
On this one.
Yeah,
I get
you.
Courtney because her palate is
I think that's a
weird.
Great way to
it,
describe the ranch.
About? It's not weird. Yeah. Do you like a dill pickle? Okay, then you probably wouldn't like this ranch.
Wiggy, you didn't even know that pickles were cucumbers
yeah,
until a couple
that.
Years
Let's
ago.
Let's not go down that
yeah,
road.
I didn't
but,
know that.
But I do think Courtney's tastes are somewhat different.
Yes.
Like you would, if you don't like you don't like deli meat at all. You
right.
like chicken salad if you got it. Like that to me is weird.
Well, that's a texture thing.
So let me ask this question.
Wiggy, a texter says you're an uncultured swine. If you don't know what dill is.
Texter's no culture.
Yes. I'm with my regular Joes and Joettes down there. So when you go to a restaurant, you say, hey, I want some ranch, but I want dill.
No, I'm just saying I got the ranch and then I tasted it and it was dill forward. So I was warning folks who don't like dill that you're not going to like the ranch.
Yeah.
So
I don't request
if
extra
it doesn't
dill.
Come
great description, Courtney.
So if it doesn't come with
Thank
dill,
you.
Is it dill backwards?
Right.
I don't. I'm just.
No, there's always dill in ranch. That's the point. Dill is an ingredient in ranch, and all Courtney's saying is it's either dill heavy or it's not.
Yeah.
That's all.
What's the dill?
Like Hidden Valley, not right. dill forward.
Right. There you go.
Right. Yeah, you guys are blowing my mind over here with
yeah,
this.
You're
one
welcome.
Here.
This is a wild.
I mean, I know it's dill
try
pickle
to say
is...
that that's the same thing as crudité is
no,
much,
very
is far different.
Courtney, I've hung out and ate with a million people. We've had ranch. I've never been there, and somebody goes, ooh, is this ranch dill forward?
That is not what I said.
You did.
You just said that.
I said it to you.
Yeah, just telling you in case you didn't
so
like
so maybe
the
you've been with people, and they've tried the ranch, and they're like, ooh, I don't really like this ranch. They're
but
not saying that.
I never
dill
heard
forward.
Anybody say, I don't right. like the ranch because it's not dill forward.
Forget it. I won't be descriptive right. anymore.
Courtney, great job on the
hey,
news.
Hey, thank
though.
You.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you.
Snobs.
Here, here is Courtney now with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox drop 1 to the Blue Jays, 6-2. The final at Fenway to open up the series. Richard Fitz went 6 innings, giving up 3 runs on 6 hits while striking out 4. Greg brought this up at the beginning of the show, but here's Alex Cora talking about that crazy Rafaela catch from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
That reminded me, in 1998, I'm playing for Mike Socia in AAA. And in back-to-back games, first ground ball, I made an error. And he told me, you better be ready to play from pitch one. And when I saw that play, I was like, he was ready to play. You know, like, and that's why, I mean, people need to show up to the ballpark for the first pitch. Because if not, you can miss something like that. Impressive. Impressive.
Another one with Toronto tonight, 6:45 first pitch with Garrett Crochet getting the start opposing Easton Lucas. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. You could kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. The men's college basketball champion is Florida. The Gators took down Houston 65-63. Houston did have a chance to tie or win it at the end, but couldn't get it done. The Celtics are in New York to take on the Knicks tonight. Tip is at 7:30. long injury report for this one. Jalen, Kristaps, and Jason are questionable, while Drew and Derek are probable, and Al is out. The Bruins are in New Jersey to take on the Devils. Puck drop is at 7. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Merlone did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England, online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is gross out because the weather has just sucked here forever, but it is 38 degrees, drizzling, cloudy this afternoon, only in the mid-40s.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up? And save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Coming up momentarily, the director of the Clubhouse season with the Red Sox, which has dropped all 8 episodes on Netflix today. His name is Greg Whiteley. Join us shortly, 9 o'clock. Mystery guest for Wiggy specifically, and it is this mystery guest is somebody that Wiggy has mentioned oddly
multiple
times over the last couple months. Not Cardi B.
Damn.
But Cardi B will be theoretically around all fall, I'm guessing, right?
Because of Steph Diggs?
Yeah.
I mean, I hope so.
I mean, is that still a thing?
I think so.
Yeah, but you know, Steph Diggs is like, hey, listen, I think he's single, he's enjoying life, so...
Okay.
Shout out to him, but if Cardi B is around...
Is he grabbing himself some kind of romantic Airbnb over there in Foxborough for the two of them to canoodle during the season?
Yeah, man, that might not be bad, though.
Maybe he's going
to... If you're going to canoodle with somebody, canoodle with Cardi B.
Maybe the two of them will make their home in Rentham or over by the outlets or something like that.
Maybe they'll make their home in my building. I see Cardi B all the time at the gym.
Maybe. All right,
probably.
It's a two for Tuesday.
What is it?
It's a twofer Tuesday.
Twofer Tuesday.
Let's roll.
Okay. If you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, and you know the code word, which we gave you an hour ago or so, then you will score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox and the White Sox on April 18th at Friendly Fenway. So call now and listen all day long. We will have another pair at 9:30 and at the bottom of every single hour thereafter. All right? And we are going to play your Hill Notes back coming up at about 9:20 this morning, so you can leave one of those at any time on any topic, and you can do that on the Odyssey app. As I mentioned moments ago, Greg Whiteley is the director of the Netflix documentary on the Boston Red Sox, The Clubhouse, and he joins us now this morning. Hey, Greg.
Hey.
Hi. How you doing?
How are you?
Are you okay?
Good.
You all right over there?
Yes. Yeah, I'm still on West Coast time. I'm doing the best I can.
Oh, well, we appreciate it, and a lot of excitement, obviously, about the series. And I know you guys were there because we were there at spring training. How much total, when it comes to putting something like this together, how much total time did you guys spend with the Red Sox last season?
Well, we were there for all of spring training except for 1 week. So what, 5 of the 6 weeks? We reported when catchers and pitchers reported. And then we were there from opening day until the last game of the season, with the exception of 10 days in August. And then there were a couple of road trips that we stayed behind in Boston to film in Boston while the team was on the road.
Having obviously not seeing it yet, and like the rest of Red Sox Nation, we'll be able to binge starting today. Going into it, were you hoping that the Red Sox would advance farther than they did, or does content-wise, does it turn out for us as viewers better that they did not last season?
Well, I think in our style of filmmaking, it's really not predicated upon a team doing well or even doing poorly. It becomes, in our previous shows like Last Chance U or Cheer, it's really less about the wins and losses and more about these individual victories. And I think baseball is sort of uniquely suited for this style of filmmaking in that it pretends to be a team sport. It masks itself as a team sport when it's really an individual sport. And it doesn't mean that they don't act as a team and that the team isn't all pulling for one another, but baseball is made up of individual one-on-one moments where a pitcher faces a batter, et cetera. And the more you get to know these individuals as people away from the sport, it has this weird effect that I've noticed. Like, for instance, I was in a bowling alley the other night, and the TVs, they had TV screens. There was the Red Sox were playing. Jaron Duran was at bat. And I stopped everybody that was part of our party from bowling, and we all gathered around to watch Jaron Duran bat, because he felt like, at that point, he felt like family. We had to watch it, regardless of what the score of the game was or how close the game was. We wanted to see Jaron do well. And I think this series has that kind of effect on people.
Well, I did watch Last Chance U, and there was a lot of drama involved in there. How much of the behind the scenes were or access were you given? Because last year was a year that wasn't very good. There was a lot going on with Alex Cora and a potentially new contract, trade deadline issues. So how much access are we going to be able to see to some of the things that weren't that may have been drama based?
You know, we had all access. We had unprecedented access to the clubhouse, to the manager's office, to the training room. We followed players home. We went on the road with them. We were in their hotel rooms. I would say, with the exception of a couple of managerial meetings in which we were asked to step out, and there were only a small handful, and a few trade deadline deals. We even had access to Craig Breslow's office and filmed him trying to prepare and negotiate his way through the trade deadline. And even what I would call the brain trust room, it's probably got a different term, but it was where he would gather all of the key people. There was about 15 that would get together in a room, a war room, that would decide how the fate of their trade deadline. We were granted, there was a lot of that we weren't allowed to film, but there was a lot of it that we were. So Alex Cora being in a contract year, the team, you know, struggling to hit 500, that really did not limit our access at all. I mean, just by way of an example, Alex Cora was amazing. It was very rare for him to ask us to step out of his office.
Were you guys present for the meeting at Breslow's home where the negotiation took place for Cora to extend his contract with the Red Sox?
No, it was actually, I think, no, we were not at that meeting. And I could see why we wouldn't be invited to that meeting. In fact, we didn't even know it was going on. We knew that negotiations were happening. We were privy to a couple of conversations that were happening between Alex and ownership, but we didn't get to film any of that.
And is John Henry a part of the series in any way?
He's not, except that we wouldn't have done it without him. He was the one. Him and Tom Werner approached us, and you know, we laid out our terms in which we would do the documentary, in which we would need this unprecedented access, and that the Red Sox couldn't have any editorial control. And they were very supportive and very eager to do it.
Is there a player from your perspective that comes out at the end of this appearing different than you felt he would?
I think that always happens when we do this style of filmmaking, given the fact that I don't know any of these people before we begin filming. And I've learned over time that someone's public persona is almost always, always different than when you actually get to know them. And so whether it was Jaron Duran or Tristan Casas or Brian Bayo, I was always surprised by what we were finding and the kind of people they were. I would say baseball players in general, I was sort of thinking we'd spend a lot of time filming them out on the town, partying. As naive as I was going into it, I thought baseball was a fairly laid back sport. If there was a 7 o'clock game, I would have thought before we began filming, they probably showed up to the ballpark at around 4:30 or 5. These guys get in there 9 or 10 a.m. When there's a 7 o'clock game. During a 162 game schedule, there is so little downtime. I was shocked by that. And I was impressed with, even if you were to take the most aloof and carefree player on a team, that person was absolutely dialed in on game days, focusing on rehabbing their body, watching tape, the hours and hours they would spend in a batting cage or in the bullpen, preparing and working and getting ready to do one thing, play baseball. And I've been impressed with that fact, and it kind of worried me. I think it requires a person that's almost obsessive compulsive to make it and thrive in the major leagues today.
Did Tristan Casas demand final edit on the entire series?
No, that will become, I think, abundantly clear when you watch the show.
Okay, all right.
Greg, you've brought up Jaron Duran a few times now. Obviously, he is a big talking point here in Boston with episode 4. When you guys start filming, do you film all players the same? Are there some players that are more into talking with you guys, or do you just follow certain storylines? Like, did you expect that Jaron Duran would be the main guy we're all talking about this morning?
Courtney, we feel like in the way that we like to tell stories, within the first, I would say, week, and maybe even faster than that, there's immediately a handful of players that we want to film and that they want to be filmed. They want their story to be told. And it's not always the most outgoing people. Sometimes it's somebody shy and more reserved, but there's a kind of timing in their lives where they feel kind of ready, like, okay, I'm ready for my story to be told. And it's helpful for us to identify those people early on. Otherwise, you make the mistake of doing something somewhat superficial where you'll go a mile wide with 40 players versus a mile deep with two or three.
Besides, obviously, the Jaren Duran stuff, moments that really stood out to you and that we should be looking for?
I think that, there's like a couple of places where you'll see. Let me tell you one that I think was a fairly well-covered, well-reported-on story. Abreu, his grandmother was dying. He's very close to his grandmother, and Alex Cora, being Alex Cora, knew this and was sort of counseling Abreu through this period of time in his life. And there's a moment in the game where it's a close game. It's going to come down to a single at bat, and Tyler O'Neill, who at the time was the hottest Red Sox hitter, was about to step in the batter's box. And Alex pulls T.O. and he puts in Abreu to pinch hit. And given the fact that it was a left-hander pitching, this was not something he would normally do. And so he was explaining in the dugout to an assistant coach and explaining to Tyler O'Neill, hey, this is what's going on. This is what's going on in Abreu's life. He explains his mother is dying. His grandmother is dying. And to me, not knowing what Alex Cora knows about baseball and what Alex knows about human beings, I would have thought, well, this poor guy's grandmother is dying. We should leave him on the bench. He should be given this time to deal with this and process this. We've got a baseball game to win. But he seemed to understand intrinsically there was something about Abreu. Now, during that period of time, we've been filming with Abreu's wife, who English is clearly a second language. She's never lived outside her home in Venezuela, and she's having to make her way in Boston and make new friends and figure that out. She's lonely, living away from family. So you now know this with Abreu as he's about to step in the batter's box, on top of the fact that his grandmother's dying. And that at bat, given our access, takes on a brand new meaning. And I would say that there's half a dozen to a dozen significant moments like that over the course of the 8-episode series where the way that I would explain it is it's very much like let's say you're on a run. I was running past a ballpark the other day, a little league ballpark. And I just thought, I was tired. I'm going to just rest and watch a little bit of this game. And it's boring. I don't know any of the kids and it's little league. But if it's your kid that's playing in that little league game, suddenly that becomes the most interesting game, the most interesting sporting event of your whole week, maybe your whole month. And I think in this show, moments like Abreu stepping into the batter's box starts to feel like that.
Well, we can't wait to see it. And Greg Whiteley, we thank you for taking the time this morning to talk about the clubhouse, a season with the Red Sox, and sounds like job well done. So thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me on.
Is there anything more perfect than John Henry and Tom Warner approaching a guy to cover all elements of his organization and then saying, accept us?
Well, maybe he didn't want them in it, Curtis.
Oh, yeah. You didn't want John Henry in it.
Maybe.
That is just so perfect.
I'm excited for it.
You are?
Yeah, I really am. And again, like I always say this, I've never been the biggest baseball fan.
Right.
And I'm really looking forward to watching this.
All right, we got to take a break. We will be right
back. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, They've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Back. It is a 2 for Tuesday, and your next chance to win Red Sox tickets at 9:30 or thereabouts, right before we get the Hill Notes. And we will be joined in a little bit by a mystery guest for Wiggy. I don't know that Courtney or Shime will know who this mystery guest is.
All right, well, damn. Oh, it takes Cardi B off the list.
Curtis, I think, Curtis, you certainly will, I believe.
I do love Cardi B.
Yeah. It's not her, though.
Not Cardi B.
Oh.
It is not.
Is it Megan Thee Stallion?
No, because you know he said you.
That's right. I wouldn't know them.
Yeah, so that means no Sexy Red.
Yeah.
Let's
Bolo?
Just wait till we get to the individual.
Sexy Red got the summer banger out now. Hoochie Coochie.
Oh, they are. I haven't heard that
new
one
song.
Yet.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a summer banger.
Real range with her.
This artist. this artist, whatever you call them.
Okay.
Renowned at their craft.
All right.
Like legendary.
All right.
When it comes. You love the word craft.
Yes, Will Fleming?
Speaking of you. 617 text during the break on the Subaru of New England text line for you, Wiggy.
Yep.
Why does Wiggy insist on being so dismissive of Travis Hunter wanting to do something that has never been done before? Well, because he played the game.
Listen, I played the game. I played it at the highest level possible. I played with Champ Bailey, and I'm going to do my best to try to get Champ on the show. I played with Champ Bailey, who was basically Travis Hunter before Travis Hunter was. Now, he didn't have the wide receiver numbers like Travis Hunter did because we didn't throw the ball back then. You're talking about this was 1997 and 98 season. So
didn't Kirby Smart lead your team in touchdowns?
Kirby Smart led our team in interceptions.
That's what it was.
So we didn't throw the ball like they do in today's game. So statistically, his numbers, you know, aren't as good as a receiver as they are Travis Hunter. But I just know how difficult it is from playing the game to focus on your craft of one position.
Okay, he was able to do it successfully in college.
It's college. You're going against Colorado State 1 week, and then you're going against, you know, UCC Berkeley or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, but when it comes to the, you talk a lot about the time crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had that same time crunch in college. He had to.
Greg, but a million people are talented in college and not in the NFL. Like, Tim Tebow was one of the great quarterbacks in college football history. He couldn't even make it on the team in the NFL.
And the mental part of it, you say the time crunch. The time crunch in the NFL is, and it's probably a little bit more because you don't have to go to class or anything like that, but the issue becomes you need to be in, if you're in an offensive meet, we used to go from team meeting to offensive meeting. An offensive meeting, install and do whatever. How are you going to do both? You don't have enough time to, you know, and the offensive coordinator is not going to say, well, all right, I'm going to have to see you afterwards and go over everything.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Well, they would have to rework the schedule for everybody so that he could go team meeting to offensive meeting and then defensive meeting would be later or what?
Right, you're not going to be able to do that. The playbooks when I played, and they're probably the same thing offensively and defensively, were massive of all the things that you had to put in from the offensive style, learning the terminology, understanding coverages, learning the scheme as an offense, what we wanted to do, being a route runner, working on that every single day. And I said this before, if you're only doing 50% at one position, how do you think you're going to stop the greatest athletes in the world and they're at their respective position?
When you're only doing it 50% of the time, they're doing it 100% of the time and they're the best that they are.
You don't think Tyreek Hill and Jaden Waddle are going to destroy him if he's only playing 50% cornerback? Yeah.
Well, if you missed, they said it. Travis Hunter says he's very confident. Wants to do it.
I don't mind. I love the confidence.
Wants to play every single snap in every single game.
I would use him as an offensive player, as a gadget guy. Yeah.
All right. We got to take a quick break. A reminder that you can leave a Hill Note now on any topic, and we will play those back coming up at 9:20.